time for our daily tafsir segment. We're looking at verse number 40 of Surah Al-Ahzab. In Surah Al-Ahzab, there are many aspects related to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and aspects of his personal life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told that the biological son is not your own son. He should be attributed to his real father. And there was Zayd bin Harith, who was known as Zayd bin Muhammad, and he lost that privilege of being attributed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had informed him, and he was very heartsore. And to comfort him, Allah Rabbul Izzah then mentioned his name in the verses of the Noble Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also afforded him the privilege of appointing him as the leader of a military expedition. And he was martyred during the Battle of Muta in the 8th year after Hijrah. He was 55 years old at that time. And the Amir of the army, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also used to appoint him as the head of Medina when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to leave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also appointed his son Usama bin Zayd as the Amir of the expedition that was to leave before the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This expedition was then eventually dispatched during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now staying with that and further elaborating in terms of the position of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. Muhammad is not the father of any men from amongst you. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. But he is Allah's messenger and the seal of prophets. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And Allah has knowledge over all things. So this verse makes it clear that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not the biological father of any grown man. And what is it telling us is that Zayd bin Harith and others were not to consider Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as their biological father. And this means that no man stands to inherit from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The word مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, the word men, rijal, has been used because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did father four daughters, all of whom married in his lifetime. In fact, all except Sayyidah Fatima even passed away during his lifetime. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala passed away 6 months after her father's demise. So that is why rijalikum, the word rijal, also precludes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sons of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, father, because they all passed away in childhood before growing up to men. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not the biological father of any men, but he remained the spiritual father of the entire Ummah. It is therefore incumbent on every Muslim to respect, to honor Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the highest possible degree. The fact that he's our spiritual father and remains the spiritual father for so many throughout the annals of history up until the day of Qiyamah, this is a far greater privilege than even being the biological father of a few men. And this verse was a verse that was sent to the final messenger of Allah, whose Anbiya was sent only as a guide for a particular nation or community. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent to every man and jinn to be born before the Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was both a Rasul and a Nabi. A Rasul is one who brings a new Sharia. A Nabi is a prophet. And therefore, the verse announces that he was the final messenger and also announces the fact that he was the final Rasul. Allah Rabbul Izzah outlines this. We have sent you to the whole of mankind. Inna arsalnaka وَمَا أَرْسَلَّكِ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those who deny Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final messenger actually refute the Quran and are no longer Muslims. And this aspect of خاتم النبيين, it is the aspect of ختم نبوت. And many times you hear the nizams of ختم نبوت that is out on Radio Islam. And this is something that speaks about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the final messenger. And there has been throughout times others who have claimed prophethood. We know of the Qadianis, and that there was someone who claimed to be a Nabi. This was set up by the Christians, the British. There are followers who continue to exist up until today, all who have been tutored by the kuffar, and this goes against the grain of the noble Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that Allah has knowledge of all things, and that we need to have full confidence in the message that has been given to us. There are undoubtedly many indisputable ahadith of the noble Quran that tell us that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will return to this world before Qiyamah, and he will slay Dajjal. This is undoubtedly the unanimous belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Sayyidina Isa will not be made a Nabi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was already a Nabi before ascending to the heavens. He will not introduce another Sharia, but will follow the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will urge all to do the same. He will live, he will marry, and he will pass away amongst the believers. His appearance, his advent, will therefore not impact on the finality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwwat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Sayyidina Isa will abrogate the jizya, but the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already informed us about it proves that the abrogation will also be in conformity with the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Suyuti rahimahumullah has stated about the descent of Sayyidina Isa in many of the books, and it's mentioned in the books of Bayhaqi and Tabrani, where it is explicitly mentioned that Sayyidina Isa will follow the Sharia of the final messenger, and he will rule according to our Sharia. So those adhering to the Qadiani sect claim that the door of Nubuwwah has been shut because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has foretold the coming of Isa. Therefore they claim that the person they follow is actually Sayyidina Isa. And they fail to perceive the fact that the Quran repeatedly declares that Sayyidina Isa is the son of Maryam, whereas every person, including the Qadiani followers, know that the Qadiani person who claimed to be Sayyidina Isa was not, his mother's name was not Maryam. So that is a totally baseless system that renders a person out of the fold of Islam, and they have all types of incorrect belief. We need to protect our Aqidah from this type of belief. May Allah Rabbul Izzah protect one and all. May Allah grant us the understanding.